AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Delaware State University is dealing with a campus shooting. Officials say three students were shot at a school-sanctioned fraternity and sorority cookout about 5 hours ago, but their wounds are not believed to be life-threatening. Non-students have been asked to leave the campus in Dover. Students have been told to stay inside their dormitories as police search for the shooter. It's now the southeast turn to be battered by a strong band of storms that hammer the nation's midsection on Saturday. Stephen Corfitti, a meteorologist at the Storm Prediction Center, says severe weather will continue into the early work week.
By Sunday afternoon, we're expecting another blossoming of the strong to severe storms, basically from northeast Texas through Arkansas, the Ozarks, into the lower Ohio and mid-Mississippi Valley, and then later on Monday, that will shift east and affect maybe parts of the Appalachians in the southeast.
An out-of-control wildfire that broke out in a forested basin near a Southern California dam has triggered the evacuation of about 300 homes. Firefighters in the Prado Dam flood control basin are being hampered by rough terrain. The flames were about a half mile north of two residential areas in Norco and Corona. Oklahoma City will pause again Sunday like it has done for the past 20 years to remember the moment that 168 men, women, and children were killed by a truck bomb that ripped the facade off a federal building. Bud Welch, the father of one of the victims, told the Associated Press meeting Timothy McVeigh's father years after the attack helped him move on.
I was clearly able to see that this father was a victim of the Oklahoma City bombing just as I am.
This is AP Radio News. Organizers of a big Earth Day in Washington, D.C. are asking folks to take action to help the environment.
Organizers of the Earth Day rally and concert on the National Mall are asking people to commit to making environmentally friendly acts of green. They also ask people to sign petitions for a U.N. conference on climate change planned for Paris in December. Saturday's event drew some big names. Usher performed a U2 song. Train lead singer Patrick Monahan says events help raise awareness, but it's what people do with the information that counts.
It's about all of us being aware but getting our hands dirty, because it's not going to be an easy thing.
Carlotta Bradley, Washington.
The lives of a black bear and four cubs that have been feasting on garbage in an Anchorage neighborhood will be spared now that the governor of Alaska has asked the state's Fish and Game Commissioner to move them rather than shoot them. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.